Hello guys, welcome back to the Move the Chains podcast, and today I'm going to keep it kind of short and sweet for you guys, just a little bit. We're going to be talking about the NFL MVP race that's going on, so yeah, let's get right into this. I'm going off script here, okay? I don't have anything that I'm working with. This is kind of in a time crunch, so I'm sorry if anything does go wrong or bad or anything, because you know that's my luck. So speaking of luck, how about that? Two impressive wildcard performances of the Titans and the Vikings. Titans beating the Patriots, and then the Vikings beating the Saints in overtime. That was pretty fun to watch. A lot of good games this weekend, so on to the divisional rounds. See who wins and who loses, who advances, who goes home, who sits on the playoff couch. All right, so speaking of NFL MVP, I got personally three candidates. I believe Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, he's I think number one for MVP. Number two could be Russell Wilson, and then I got number three Christian McCaffrey or Dalvin Cook. Okay, so I think Christian McCaffrey might have a slight edge over Dalvin Cook because we'll look at their stats real quick. Let's see. Let's see. We got to look for stats. So Dalvin Cook's stats. He finished the regular season with 250 attempts compared to Christian McCaffrey's 287. So Dalvin Cook missed the last two games of the season with a shoulder injury. You know, that limits the carries, but I don't think he would have got, maybe he would have got 30 more carries, but who knows. Christian McCaffrey had 1,387 yards compared to Dalvin Cook's 1,135, so about 200 more rushing yards, but, you know, Christian McCaffrey, he played pretty much the whole season, I believe. Let's take a look at it. Did he play every single game? I think so. Doesn't say how many games played, that what I'm looking at. And then touchdowns for Christian McCaffrey, he had 15. Dalvin Cook had 13. So, you know, not too much of a difference there. So, yeah, that's why Christian McCaffrey might have a slighter edge over Dalvin Cook. So, and we got that out of the way. That's number three. That's kind of like our dark horse candidate right now. Next, we'll go to Russell Wilson. He led the Seahawks pretty much to every single win that they've had, along with Chris Carson. You know, it's a duo, but, you know, with Russell Wilson's receiving core, you know, it's not no-namers, but they're not, you know, Class A receivers. You know, you got Tyler Lockett. Okay, he's maybe a Class 3 receiver, Class 4, something like that. You know, he's good, but he's not, like, elite, you know. Seahawks might get triggered, Seahawks fans, but, you know, that's what I think of Tyler Lockett. But then you also got DK Metcalf. You know, he's getting more well-known now, especially from that wild card game. But, you know, I don't know too much. I haven't watched the Seahawks a whole lot this season. I can't really make a huge judgment. So, yeah, that's why we got Russell Wilson here. He's been leading the team, especially with those Class 3 or 4 receivers, C or D receivers, you know, with different classes. All right, so regular season, he had 4,110 yards. You know, that's not going to help with no quote-unquote elite receivers. 31 touchdowns, that's above average, I would say. I mean, average is about 25-ish, I would say. Five interceptions, not too bad. That's that's above average, I would say. And then finished the season with a 106.3 rating. Sounds like a radio station, doesn't it? But yeah, that's what we got for Russell Wilson. Next, we got Lamar Jackson. I think will be the MVP. You can place a $1 million bet on that it will be Lamar Jackson. If you guys want to make any bets, let me know if you're betting against that. He finished the season with 3,000 yards, just barely. You know, that's passing yards. He's not a real, I know it's kind of dumb to say, but he's not a passing quarterback per se. You look at all of his highlights, 90% of them will be jukes and runs and all that. 36 touchdowns is really good for a quarterback like Lamar Jackson. I think he led the NFL in passing touchdowns. If I'm wrong, let me know. And then we got 6 interceptions. You know, as much as he runs, as much as he throws, 6 ain't bad. It's really not too bad. And then 113.3 quarterback rating, not bad again. I think he's had a lot of great deep balls as well. But just looking at the top two odds for Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson, Jackson has a negative 5,000, so bet 5,000 to win 100. Russell Wilson, you bet 3,500, bet 100 to win 3,500. And then on Bleacher Report, they do have New Orleans Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas in the MVP race, which, you know, I could see that over Christian McCaffrey, but McCaffrey, I think he's does more to his team than Michael Thomas does to the Saints. You know, you got Drew Brees, you got Alvin Kamara, you got Ted Ginn, which Ted Ginn's probably a class 3 receiver as well, class 2, 3. But they have him as 8,000 plus 8,000. So you bet 100 to win $8,000. So yeah, that is my MVP take on the top 3 that I have, just kind of their stats backing that up. So yeah, if you guys want to hear weekly podcasts that I'll actually prepare for, right, these last two I didn't really prepare for, I was kind of a time crunch, but yeah, if you guys want to hear more, let us know. If you guys want to hear a special guest as well, if you want to be on the podcast as well, let us know on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Just DM us, send us a message, let us know that you want to be on this podcast and, you know, talk some football with me. So if you guys did enjoy it, please do share, hit a like, rate us 5 stars, whatever you're listening us on us to. And yeah, have a great day, you guys.